USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Suicide or murder? New York Post reporting accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein hanging himself with a bed sheet tied to a bunk bed in a federal holding facility in New York City. We also learn Epstein was alone in the cell. U.S. Attorney Bill Barr asking, how in the world did this happen?
We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning and demand a thorough investigation.
Barr speaking at a police convention in New Orleans.
This case was important to the victims who had the courage to come forward and deserve the opportunity to confront the accused in the courtroom.
Now, social media is still buzzing with conspiracy theories about Epstein's death. He was 66 years old and was awaiting trial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
On Wall Street, investors continue to be worried about trade with China and the market taking a big hit. The Dow shedding 391 points to close at 25,896. The Nasdaq down almost 96 points. The S&P 500 down almost 36 points. And speaking of money, some very rare coins worth plenty of dough on display at the World's Fair of Money in Chicago.
The American Numismatic Association is sponsoring the event that also includes the U.S. Treasury Department's display of bills of denominations of $100,000 each.
Visitors can see literally over $1 billion of rare coins and paper money. The U.S. Treasury Department alone will have a $1 billion display.
Don Perlman of the American Numismatic Association also tells us in 1943, Lincoln pennies were supposed to be zinc-coated because copper was needed for World War II, but a few of them were mistakenly made with a bronze alloy. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The feds announced charges against the friend of the Dayton, Ohio mass murderer. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Federal prosecutors have filed charges against the friend of a man accused of a mass murder outside a bar in Dayton, Ohio last week. Ben Glassman, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Ohio, says Ethan Colley lied on forms about illegal drug use in order to be able to purchase body armor and firearm accessories.
He told them during the second interview that he had done, quote-unquote, hard drugs with Connor Betts, as well as marijuana and acid, four or five times a week.
Glassman did emphasize that there's no indication that Colley knew what the murderer was up to. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In light of the recent mass shootings, demand reportedly up for bulletproof backpacks. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The demand seems to be rapidly increasing after the two recent mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. An Austin, Texas-based store that sells bulletproof backpack inserts, ready-to-go survival, has seen more than a 300% increase in sales just in the past week. The company has reportedly received hundreds of phone calls from parents asking which product would offer the most protection. A report by CNN says sales are increasing at a 200-300% rate nationally. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.